أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ هم قوم أن يبسطوا إليكم أيديهم فكف أيديهم عنكم واتقوا الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 11 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. O you who have brought iman, remember the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. One very great favor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed upon the believers is the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made a covenant and Allah ta'ala had made a promise. The covenant of La ilaha illallah, the covenant of this kalima, is a great favor and a great ni'mat from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. From our side, that we brought iman in Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala allowed us to bring iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat, that in itself is a very great favor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed upon us, that Allah ta'ala has granted us the hidayat to bring iman in Allah ta'ala. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, all the promises for bringing iman, the promise of Jannah, the promise of Akhirah and the ni'mat of Allah ta'ala, that is an added ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to remember this absolutely great favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adds another great favor. إِذْ هَمَّ قَوْمٌ أَنْ يَبُسُطُوا إِلَيْكُمْ أَيْدِيَهُمْ, that when a community had decided, when they were determined, they intended, that they stretch their hand towards you in creating harm. This was a particular incident, and as a matter of fact, different mufassireen, different commentators have narrated various different incidents, but the more famous incident that has been narrated by Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was returning from the battle which is known as Dhatur Riqa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had pitched at a place. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had looked for trees, but they left a very shady tree for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was all on his own. The other Sahaba had gone under the shades of other trees. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's sword was hanging. A person, a Bedouin, had come. He saw the opportunity. He seized it. He took the sword of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, unsheathed the sword of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, takes that sword, and now he points it towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he asks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is there to protect you from me? At that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, very calm, very composed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah. Two or three times the person asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam the same question. Two or three times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded very calm, with great composure, Allah will protect me. In one narration, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi and others have narrated that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had come and pushed the chest of this person, which resulted in that sword falling down. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then picked that sword up, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him, now who will protect you from me? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam let this person go. When he saw this kind of akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the person accepted iman, accepted Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. At that time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called the sahaba, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then explained to them the entire situation. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about this added ni'mat, that there were many close conditions, situations, where the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was at stake. We discussed on a previous incident that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had went to the Jewish tribes. They made Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sit at a particular place, and then they attempted to throw a boulder from behind the wall on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had come, informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in that way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was saved. So Allah Rabbul Izzat is making reference to this type of incidents, that إِذْ هَمَّ قَوْمٌ أَن يَبُسُطُوا إِلَيْكُمْ أَيْدِيَهُمْ, that when a community, a group of people had decided, they had intended that they stretch your hand in an attempt to destroy you, to harm you. فَكَفَّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ عَنْكُمْ, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had restrained the hand from you. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we tie this verse to the previous verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that at the time of giving evidence, at the time of shahadat, we should stand up upright for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and we need to be just, and our enmity for any individual, any community should not come between us and justice, because that is a matter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah Rabbul Izzat is saying that Allah Rabbul Izzat will see to all these matters with regards to enemy, enmity, etc. Our function is wattaqullah, fear Allah ta'ala, wa'alallahi falyatawakkalil mu'minun, and it is upon Allah ta'ala the believers should place their trust in. In other words, we need to keep our trust completely in Allah Rabbul Izzat, fulfill the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat, do what Allah has commanded us, abstain from what Allah Ta'ala has prohibited us. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.